Daily news update for Monday, November 9th, 2020. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here. The big, big news of the day is that President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper this morning. And in my analysis, this indicates a plan for military involvement in a declaration of insurrection or the invocation of the 14th Amendment. Now, we've talked for months about how Trump can use the 14th Amendment, which in Section 2 specifically talks about stripping away Electoral College votes from states that are engaged in an insurrection or aiding and abetting a rebellion against the United States government. And also Section 3 of the 14th Amendment gives the president the power, in fact, calls upon the president to use the power to arrest and remove from office any mayor, governor, a member of Congress, even state legislatures, who is violating their oath of office, i.e. violating the Constitution, or working to aid those engaged in rebellion against the United States. So in order to do either of these two things, that is, invoke the Insurrection Act against the vote-rigging fraudsters, or invoke the 14th Amendment to strip Electoral College votes away from states like California, Trump is going to need the cooperation of the military. We're talking about troops in the streets here, okay? That's what this is coming to. This may be the last way to save the Republic from domestic enemies and fraudsters and corrupt criminals who have been, of course, working to steal it with all kinds of fraud. You know, Dominion software, Operation Hammer and Scorecard, all these things you've probably heard about by now. Well, you can't have Mark Esper running the Pentagon, essentially, if you are invoking the Insurrection Act and you need military police to go arrest the CEOs of the tech giants and go arrest the Democrat fraudsters who carried out this massive coordinated vote rigging fraud. You need control of the Pentagon. So Trump fired Esper today. That's a huge action item. That's huge. It tells us that our analysis is looking correct so far. Trump is planning to use the military for something big. Now, on top of that, then one of my sources last night was downloading a bunch of stuff, and he said, and by the way, he represents a group, so it's not just one person. This is a group that he's talking about. He says that Trump is about to launch a devastating counterattack, and pardon my language, but he used the phrase "epic shit is about to go down." In fact, he went on to say that we the people are privileged to be alive in this moment and to be able to witness the chapter of history that is about to unfold. Now, does that sound to you like Trump conceding the election? No. No, it sounds like Trump achieving massive victory. And Trump is a strategist. He's a brilliant strategist. And the left, they routinely underestimate him because they believe their own lies and they think that Trump is a moron and a buffoon and so on. Let me tell you this. You don't get to be a multi-billionaire real estate developer in New York City unless you can outgame the system. You got to deal with union workers. You got to deal with the mob. You got to deal with government regulators. You got to deal with administration, banks, funding, loans, investors, tenants, all these things. Trump was able to outthink them all. He is a strategic genius. And he knew that this election was going to be rigged. He knew it months in advance. He warned about it publicly in tweets and so on. I believe he set them up. And I think he knew this was coming and he had a plan of action in place. He knows exactly what to do to defend America and take this country back from these domestic enemies. And if it takes the so-called nuclear option of invoking the military, declaring martial law, and the so-called 10 days of darkness, which means like an internet outage for 10 days while they wage mass arrests. I mean, that's a rumor. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's a rumor that's being described out there. If it takes that, then so be it. If it takes troops in the streets temporarily to save this republic from its domestic enemies, so be it. I will support that. Remember how I said in podcasts over the last few months, when martial law comes to America, you will beg for it. I've been saying that since February. And I actually took a lot of heat for that. People are like, are you in favor of martial law? And my answer is, you will be in favor of martial law when this unfolds. When the left steals the election and the left, they start making lists, which they're doing now, execution squad lists. They're making lists of all Trump supporters and anybody who donated to Trump and anybody who took a paycheck from the Trump administration. They're making lists of your name and your address. They are going to come kill you door to door, bullet in your head, throw your body in a ditch. This is what the left is gearing up to do. And if it takes troops in the streets to stop that, hell yeah, we support troops in the streets, because the left is not going to stop. They want to destroy this nation no matter what. They rigged the election. They cheated. They got caught. And when Trump wins in the courts or invokes the military to defend this nation against the insurrectionists, the left is going to go totally, totally insane with their last-ditch kinetic coup attempt. And we're talking RPGs. We're talking mortars. We're talking full-auto weapons, armored personnel carriers, explosives, bombing government buildings, everything they're going to do on the left. So the upshot here, and it's very important to understand this. I'm going to do a separate podcast on this very point. The upshot is that right now, I mean, today is November 9th, you have maybe a 30-day window in which to have like a final wave of preparedness. You've been granted a reprieve. You still have more time to prepare, which is very fortunate for us all, because I thought a lot of this chaos would start on November 4th after Trump won the election, which he did. But they rigged it so much, they claim Biden the winner, so now the left is not waging their war in the streets at this point. But they will when Trump is declared the ultimate winner here, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So that might happen in 30 days. It might be 45 days. It might be 60 days. The deadline here is January 20th. Now, I know some of you out there are like, well, but the states, they submit their Electoral College votes on December 14th or December 6th or something like that. Doesn't matter. Courts can overturn fraudulent electors. And by the way, Trump can declare those states to be stripped of their Electoral College votes via the 14th Amendment. And in addition to that, Republican state legislatures, such as the ones in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and so on, they can vote into power new electors to give the votes to Donald Trump by citing the incredible election fraud. So there are multiple pathways for Trump to win this. And that doesn't even include taking the whole thing to SCOTUS and having the Supreme Court just declare that all votes after November 3rd are invalid. Boom, Trump wins Pennsylvania, Trump wins Michigan, Trump wins Wisconsin. All those fake votes that came in overnight at 4 a.m, yeah, gone. Trump wins this. One way or another, he wins this. And when that happens, the chaos that's going to be unleashed across this country, I can't even begin to describe it to you. On top of that, you got truckers, they're going to have a walkout, a strike. All the long-haul truckers are striking at least for one day. It might go on longer than that, which means all the deliveries towards the end of November or the beginning of December, I forgot the exact day, they're going to be disrupted. So great, right? Right around Black Friday and the big shopping time, a lot of people doing online shopping, those packages are going to get delayed, which is a reminder, if you want to get stuff, you might want to do it before Black Friday. Although I should say we're going to have a lot of Black Friday sales and everything at healthrangerstore.com, but delivery might get delayed. We don't know how this is going to play out with the truckers yet. We'll see. Nevertheless, I support the truckers. I support them striking. If that happens, you know, we'll support it and we'll just wait for it. But that also means if you're trying to get more ammunition, let's say, or I don't know, night vision gear, whatever you still need, preparedness, food supplies, whatever you still need, you're trying to order that, those supplies may not get delivered at the end of this month. And once America goes into this civil war, things are going to be shut down for months, probably. It's going to take quite a while to clean up this country and arrest and eliminate all the traitors, treasonous actors who tried to bring this country down. It's going to take a while. The cleanup operation will not be overnight. It's probably going to take months. So we got to be prepared for that. And that's why I'm urging people, take this next 30 days or so, we have. We don't even know. I mean, heck, one of these cases could go to the Supreme Court in 2 weeks, you know, theoretically, and the court could rule in favor of Trump in before the end of November. I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying that that's the most likely outcome, but it is possible. Whatever day that is, the left goes insane, and then it's over for your preparedness activities. You have no more time to prepare. So take this opportunity now to get what you need. I'm doing the same thing you know, I didn't get everything done before the election because I was spending most of my time working and trying to cover all the news and everything. So there's a lot of things I didn't get done. So I'm taking that time right now to get prepared. And I urge you to do the same. The bottom line is keep the faith here. Trump's got this. The only way he loses is if he gives in. And if you know anything about Donald J. Trump, he's not the kind of guy to give in. Never. Trump never gives in. And he beats you in ways that you can't even imagine. He's playing that 5D chess. He is a strategic genius. I mean, really. And that's why the left keeps getting beat by him. They underestimate him. They thought they would get rid of him with the Russia collusion hoax. They thought they would get rid of him with impeachment. They thought they would, you know, leak fake news and get rid of him. I mean, on and on and on. Failed every time. And this attempt is going to fail as well. Trump is our president no matter what, from now through January 20th. And I believe Trump will continue to be our president for the next 4 years. And when he is, watch out, deep state, because Trump will be unleashed. He will rip into the deep state and the tech giants and the fake news media with a level of determination and courage that we've never seen before. He will bring this country back to the American people. And Trump did win the election. More people voted for Trump by far, probably by a 2-to-1 margin nationwide, than those who voted for Biden. And that's why they had to rig the election so much, because Trump was winning in blue areas, in blue cities, in blue counties. And so they panicked on election night. You know, the people running the Dominion software and the hammer and scorecard, they panicked and they realized, holy crap, we can't win this thing just by stealing 3%. They realized they're going to have to steal with hundreds of thousands of new votes, you know, 900,000 votes across three states. They had to plug it into the system in an emergency, and it left a trail so huge that once this goes to court, any court will rule those votes are invalid. Trump wins in a landslide. And I stick with my original prediction. Trump will win with over 300 electoral votes if all of these states are fought for. Now, he may not bother fighting all the states. He may end up with 274 or, you know, 279 or something like that and just say, that's enough. We've won. Let's move on. But if every state, if the votes were corrected in every state, Trump would have well over 300 electoral votes. No question. So this is what's coming. And of course, I want you to be prepared. I'm doing my best to keep you posted. Just give you a heads up. Watch for attempts to take down Natural News. Watch for attempts to take down Brighteon.social and also Brighteon.com. We have our teams on alert, expecting DDoS attacks. We already had a DDoS attack on election night on Brighteon Social. We think they're going to try to take us down. Lots of little nefarious criminal games being played out there. Lots of censorship being increased, as you know, but also a lot of new people joining us because they've just been kicked off Twitter for saying, you know, something in support of America. So be prepared here, okay? And finally, if you haven't yet downloaded my full free audiobook at survivalnutrition.com, go there, download the book. You can download the MP3 files. You can download the PDF. It'll give you something to listen to if the internet goes dark. You know, you have the MP3 files on your own computer. You can listen to them. Survivalnutrition.com. And then also, if you haven't yet downloaded globalreset.news is another website. It's the Global Reset Survival Guide, globalreset.news. And I'm in the process of deciding right now the next audiobook to record and publish for free. And I'm thinking it's going to be an audiobook about 5G. And how to defend yourself using nutrition against 5G, you know, the radiation and the peroxynitrites that are formed under the skin and so on. But I haven't fully decided that yet. I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with this whole election, you know, Trump situation. I am expecting troops on the streets, and I will support them because of what's necessary to do. You got to defend the Republic. You got to defend the United States against the treasonous actors. And I am expecting major supply chain disruptions. And I am expecting a major civil war uprising by the radical left, a kinetic coup attempt within the next, I don't know, 2 months probably is the window we're looking at here. That's what I'm expecting. So stay tuned. I'll bring you more analysis. We'll see what happens. But major counterattack from Trump is coming. Thanks for listening. God bless America, and take care.